Daf is Daf Lamed Aleph. So we got to the very last line of Lamed Amud Beis. The Gemara says, Tanur Rabbanan Liolam Yehe Adam Anvasan Kehillah. A person should always be humble in the manner that Hillah was. Vayehe Kapten Kishame, don't be stickler. What's the English translation they use for this? What's a good?
Stern.
Don't be stern like Shammai. Maisa Vishnei Bnei Adam. There was a story of two people, Shehimru Zadzeh, that they were discussing. Rashi says Nisarvu, that they were mixing up with each other. And Amru Kol Misha Yelech V'Yaknei Es Hillel Yitel Dal Mezuz. Whoever is Zocha to get Hillel all upset, I will pay you $400. 400 Zuz. So they had a bet. Who could do this? So Amr Echad, one of them said, Mehem Ani Yakni Tenu, I'm going to be successful. I can really irk someone. Watch what I could do. So also Yom Erev Shabbos, Hayel was Erev Shabbos. V'Hillel Chafef Es Rosho, he was shampooing his hair. Halach V'Avra Al Pesach Beso. So the individual knocked on his door. The Amar Mikan Hillel, Mikan Hillel, is Hillel home. Nisate V'Yat to the cross. So he covered himself in a robe, let's say, and went outside to greet the individual. Amar Lo B'ni, Ma'ata Mevakish, what could I help you with? So Amar Lo She'ele Yeshulishal, I've got a question for you. So Amar Lo Shal B'ni Shal, please ask me. So Shal Mipnei Ma Roshen Shal Bavlin Sugalio. So why is the shape of the Babylonian's head, it wasn't circular, it was oval or whatever shape it's in. So Amar Lo B'ni She'ele Gadola Shalti, you ask a very good question. Mipnei She'ein Lehem Chayos Pickles, because they don't have very intelligent midwives, so when it comes to labor, they get squeezed out and they're not doing the right thing, so their head gets a little bit unshapely. Halach v'himtin sha'achas. So he waited an hour, went around the corner, and came back. Chazav Amar, mikan hila, is hila home. Nisate v'yot to the cross, so he couldn't, his hair was like still shampooing it. He wraps himself in a robe, goes out, and greets him. Amar lo b'ni ma'atamavakish, what could I help you with? So Amar le, she'ele yeshli lisha, I've got a question. Amale Shal Bani, ask your question. Shal Mipnei Ma Ineim Shal Tarmudayin Trutos. For what reason are these people's eyes very soft? Soft, or the shape to them, why is it different than the rest of the world? So Amalo Bani She'ela Gadola Shalti, you ask a very good kasha. Mipnei Shadarin Bein Achalos, they live amongst the sand, and there's a lot of wind, and the wind blows the sand, it gets in the eyes, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu made their shape to the eyes in such a way to block the sand. Halach, yeah, it could be. Halach v'himtin, what?
Agulos around.
No? It says two days in Rashi, what it meant exactly. One, it says rachos, which is soft, and then it says agulos. I don't know exactly what nation is referring to. I don't want to make any assumptions, but I'm trying to be, fine. Halach v'himtin sha'achas, he waited another hour. Chazav amar mikan hila, he came back, knocking the door, his hila home. Again, nisate v'yatzi, he wrapped himself up and went outside the crossroad to meet him. Amalei b'ni ma'ata mevakish, what do you have, what do you want now? He wasn't upset. He said, what do you want now? Amalei she'ele yeshli lisha, I've got a question. So amalei shal b'ni ask, shal mipnei ma'ra glem shal afrikayim rechavos, why the African's legs, the feet are very wide. So amalei b'ni she'ele gdola shalti, you ask a very good kasha again. Mipnei she'darin b'in batzei ma'im, they live amongst the swampy areas and they don't wear shoes, Rashi explains. So they're busy pressing, and then their feet get wide. Normally when you wear a shoe, the shoe keeps everything narrow, but without the shoes, so it allows it to spread out, and they walk and walk a lot, it begins to flatten and widen the feet. So then he says to him, Amar lo she'elas harbi yeshli lishal, I've got a lot of questions for you, Hillel. U'misyari ani shema tichos v'nitzalem tichos. So I'm scared, I'm going to anger you if I ask you all these questions, if I bombard you. Nisatev Yashav Lefanov, he wrapped himself up and sat and listened. Amrlei, Kol She'elo She'esh L'chalishol Shal. All the questions you have, ask me now, I'm here for you. So Amrlei, Atahu Hillel, Shekor Noscha Nasi Yisrael, are you Hillel? The one who they call the Nasi of Am Yisrael. Amrlei, hey, that's me. Amrlei, Imatahu Lo Yarbu Kemoscha B'Yisrael. If you're the guy, I don't want any more guys like you in Am Yisrael. Amrlei, B'ni Mipnei Ma, what did I do wrong? I'm so bad? I'm answering all your questions. Because on your account, I lost 400 zuz. I lost the bet. Amalei, havizar beruchacha, be careful with your spirit. Kedaihu hilal shetabid ala ayado dal meazuz. Dal meazuz vehilal lo yakpid. It's worth it. It's worth you losing it. And how do they say this exactly in English? I don't know how to phrase it. What's the? It's worthwhile that I didn't get upset that you lost 400 zuz. Something along those lines. I think he's trying to say to them. Sorry, say again?
It's worth you losing on account 400 zuz and yet another 400 zuz.
Uh-huh.
I understand why he lost. Because
he not take offense.
He said, you told Amos Zuz at the beginning of the story, whoever can get Hillel angry will get 400. Where did he lose?
He didn't get the money. That's not like a loss. That's the same. He missed gain is a loss. Fine.
Maybe he put the 400 in the pot for anyone who missed gain.
Fine. And then next time
he was out, the next
time
he was
in the car, so you lose. Okay, Tanya Rabbanan, Maisa Benachi Echad Shabalafne Shammai. A came to Shammai, Amar Lo, Kama Torahs Yeshlechem. How many Torahs do you guys have? Amar Lo, Shtaim, I've got two. Torah Shabachsav, Torah Shabal Pe. Amar Lo, Shabachsav, Ani Mamincha. Shabal Pe, Ani Mamincha. I believe your Torah Shabachsav, the written Torah, but the oral Torah, that's made up. So, Girani, Amnasha, Tumedeni, Torah Shabachsav, I want you to convert me. On condition that I only have to keep the Torah Shabbat. So Garbo, he yelled at him, Votziu, kicked him out in Nesifa, very upset. So Balafne Hillel went to Hillel, a great Gari Yomakama. He went to him, and Amalei, so he says, Gari, for convert me. He converted him. Yomakama, day one, Amalo, Al Beis Gimel Dal, that's the order. Here are the letters, Al Beis Gimel Dal. The Machar, Epechle, the next day, says, no, the first letter is called Dal, then the Gimel, then Beis, and Aleph. So the Nachri, or now the Ger, is confused. Amalei, v'ha esmal lo amrisli, hachi? You told me the opposite yesterday. Amalei, hila said to him, la v'alai didi kasamachta, dal pe nami samachalai. So that's not me, you have to be samach al pe. Meaning, how do I know that al pe is in this order, that order? The Torah doesn't tell me what the al pe is. Elamai, you need the Torah Shabbat pe. Without the Torah Shabbat pe, you can't understand the Torah Shabbat Chsav. Shum Maisa bin Nachri Echad, another story of a non-Jew. Shabalafne Shammai Amalo Giarni Amnashu Tumedenu Kal Torah Kula Kishani Omid Al Regel Achas. So I want you to teach the entire Torah to me while I stand on one foot. Dachvo, he pushed him out. Ba'amas Abinan, he had a little stick they used to measure buildings with. He hit him with a stick and he ran out. Balafne Hillel, so he went to Hillel. Gairei, and he converted him. Amalei, Dalach Sani Lechavrech Lo Tavad Zu. So on you that you hate to be done to you, to your friend, don't do either. So v'hi kal Torah kula, that is the essence of all Torah. And that, another way of saying v'haftar lecha kamocha, whatever you don't want done to yourself, don't do to others. V'idach, everything else from the Torah is perushahu, is a explanation of everything else. Zil gamor, now go and learn the Torah. Shuv Ma'isa v'nachi echad, he had another story with a non-Jew. Shehaya over achari beis ha-medrash, he was going behind the beis medrash. V'shama kol sofer shehaya omer. He heard that the sofer was saying as follows, Ve'el ha-begadim ha-sheyasu choshen ve'efod. These are the beautiful begadim that they would make, a choshen and efod, all the colors and the different jewels. Samar halal lumi. So he asked, he poked his head inside the beis medrash and said, who gets to wear this beautiful suit? Amrula, they said the Kohen Gadol. Amar osa nachi ba'atzmo, Eilich Vesgayer, Bishvil Shimuni, Kohen Gadol. So they said, I want to convert so I can become the Kohen Gadol and wear this. So Balafnei Shammai, he went to Shammai, Amarlei, Girani, Amnash, Tesimenu, Kohen Gadol. I want you to convert me on condition that I become the Kohen Gadol. Dachva Ba'amas Abinin, again, he took out a stick, he liked to hit people, and started to hit the Nachi, get out of here. So then, what happened next? He went, of course, to Hillel. So then, Balafnei Hillel, Gaira, and Hillel accepted him and converted him. So Amarlei Kluma Mamida Melech Ela Mishiyodea Tachsisei Malchus. So before you're the king, you need to know the rules. You can't become president unless you know the constitution. So first study, and then you'll come back, and we'll make you king or Kohen Gadol. So Leich Lamed Tachsisei Malchus. So Halach Vakara, he went. He learned to read Chumash. Kevin Shigi got to the pasuk Vazar Hakarev Yumas. Say Zar, who comes close into the Beis Hamikdash, gets killed. So Amar Lei, he says, Mikra ze al mi nemar. Who is this speaking about? Who's a czar who's not allowed to enter into the Beis Hamikdash? Amar Lei, Afilu al David Melech Yisrael. Even David Melech Yisrael, who's one of the greatest tzaddikim of all time, even he's not allowed to go into the Beis Hamikdash. So then the Ger understood, Nasa also Ger kal v'chomer b'asma. He create on his own. He, you know, that's oftentimes a great way to educate. You never want to tell anyone directly they're doing something wrong, but for him to figure out on his own why his logic was incorrect, that's the best. So he made a kal v'chomer in his own mind. He said, Ma Yisrael shenikru banim l'makom. That Yisrael, people who were born into Yadus, they're called the children of Hashem. Umitoch ava she'ava mekar lehem b'ni b'char Yisrael. They're called my firstborn Yisrael. K'siv aleim, it's written about the Yisrael, Hazar ha'kariv yumas. So David HaMelech and all of Am Yisrael who were born into Kedushas Yisrael, they cannot enter the base of Mikdash, they'll die. So Hakal, someone who's low, Sheba b'makele v'tarmilo, someone who came with a stick in a little bag, myself, as a ger, alachas kama v'kama, how much more so should I not be allowed to enter into the Beis HaMikdash to be the Kohen Gadol? So then, Balafnei HaShammai, he went to Shammai, Amar Lei, Klum Roy Ani Liot Kohen Gadol, am I allowed to be Kohen Gadol? Valoksib Batora Vazar Karev Yumas. So I can't be because it's Zar, I'm a Zar. So Balafne Hillel Amalei, Anvasan Hillel, Yanuchalcha, Brachos Aroshcha, Shekarvatani Tachas Kanfeshchina. So the humility of Hillel, his patience, let it be a bracha on your head that you allowed me to come close under the Kanfei HaShechina. And liyamim, some days passed, and nizdav gu shloshim lemakom echad. All three, Hillel, Shammai, and this ger, had met someplace coincidentally. And amru kaftanuso shel Shammai, the sternness, the strictness of Shammai, biksha letordenu mina olam, tried having me leave the world and stay a goy. And on Vasanuso Shil Hillel, the humility and patience of Hillel, Kiravnu Tachas Kan Chaya Shechina, allowed me to enter in to the Shechina, into Am Yisrael. I can't imagine, because each time it was... Yeah, I think so, yeah. Three, who says three Gerim? Who are you reading from? Who are you reading from? Oh, Artskal, okay. Yeah, so some of the three different ones. They would. Well, they didn't necessarily talk with each other. Right. Fine. The Gemara now says, last narrow line on the Amud here, and a medium wide line. Amar Reish Lakish. What does the pasuk mean when it says in Yeshayahu, Vaya emunas itecha, chosen Yeshuos chochmas vadas? It's a famous Gemara here. Emunas zez se de zram. That's the trust. To be a farmer, to learn zram, you have to have tremendous emuna. Itecha time zez se de moed. Chosen zen nashim, Yeshuos. Rashi says chosen is lashon of yorshin. So nashim, I'm not sure why. I guess that creates children to have people to be yorishu. Yeshuos ze seder nizikin, and you save people from causing any damage. Yeshuos and chachmas ze seder kachim. It's a very high level to understand kachim, and das is even a higher level. I'm not necessarily higher, actually, but Chachma bin Vadas, Das is Essay the Taros. So the world of Kachim and Taros requires Chachma and Das. So Vafil Hachi, despite the fact, all of that in the Sheish Sidre Mishnah, Afil Hachi, the Pasuk concludes, Yiras Hashem Hi Otsaro. The storage house is Yiras Hashem. Yiras Shemayim is greater than the Limuda Torah of all the other categories. So the Gemara says, Amar Rava, Bishah Shem Achnis and Adam La Din, when a person goes to judgment, that's Din, Yom HaDin for himself, and up in Shemayim. So then, Omrim Lo, they ask him, Nasasa v'nasata b'amuna, did you engage in business in a trustworthy, in a honest way? Kavata itim la Torah, were you kavei itim to learn? Asakta b'pira rivia, were you engaged, were you married, trying to have children? To peace of the Yeshua, did you look forward to the coming of the Yeshua, coming of Mashiach? Papalta b'chachma, did you, were you mefalpel in chachma? Hivanta davar mitoch davar, were you able to understand different things and dissect different sugyas? Vafil hachi, despite all that, I yiras Hashem hi, otzaro in, Ilolo. If your storage house, if the main focus of your life was Yiras Shemayim, so then it was all able to, it was all worthwhile, it was worth something. But if Yiras Shemayim wasn't there, then all your learning is meaningless. It's mashal la'adam sh'amar l'shlucho. It's like a person says to a messenger, Hela likur chitim la'ali. I want you to bring a large volume of chita up to my attic to store it. Halach v'helalo, and he brings it up. Amrlei, so the person said to the shliach, Irat li bahen kav chumtin, did you place some chumtin? Chumtin are something, salt, that preserves it. You put the salt in to preserve the wheat over the winter, let's say. Amrlei lav, no, I didn't do that. So Amrlei, mutav imlo helisa, so you wasted my time and everything, because if there's no salt, nothing's going to be preserved. It's pointless to leaving the wheat in my storage house if it's going to rot in the next few weeks. So too, all the learning you're doing, if there's no Yerushimayim to preserve the learning, so then the learning is considered pointless. So Tana Debei Rabbi Yishmael Ma'ariv Adam Kav Chumtin Bekor Shel Tua of Eino Choshesh. A person should mix together some salt and stuff, and if he's selling, let's say, Tavua, and it's a certain volume, and he throws some amount of salt in there, which is going to take away some of the wheat. Because I bought, let's say, 10 pounds of wheat, and you gave me 9 pounds of wheat, but 1 pound of salt, isn't that a Mekach Talos? So the answer is no, because since the salt is preserving it, having it last longer, that's actually considered part of the sale, and it's not an issue of Ona'a. So Amar Rabba Bar Rav Huna, Kol Adam Sheyesh Bo Torah Ve'ein Bo Yiras Hashem, Shemayim Dome LeGizbar, a person who has a lot of learning, but there's no Yiras Shemayim. So what's he compared to? He's Dome LeGizbar Shemaslo Maftechos Apnimius But mafteichos hachitzonos lo masulo. It's like behind aisle. It's like a guy who has the access to the inside, but he doesn't have access to the outside gate. So that's great. But you can't jump over the fence. So how is he going to get in? So it's pointless. So yes, ein hachanami, the Torah is in the inside. That's the pnimius. But if there's no yirshamayim allowing you to get to that point, so then is no. It doesn't take you anywhere. So machvich Rabbi Yani made the following announcement. Chaval al delesle darta is too bad for the one who doesn't have a chatzir, courtyard, and vitara ledarta avid, but yet he makes a gate for the courtyard. So no one would build a gate like in the middle of your yard, but there's no yard to protect. You don't build a fence let's say in the middle of your driveway. There's nothing for it to be fenced around there. So to build a fence or a gate without there to anything to be protected, that's obviously pointless. So that's what he's saying, to learn all the Torah, but there's no way to access it, then that would be worthless. So Amar Rav Yehuda lo bara kadosh baruch es olamo ela kadesh shiru milfanav. The only reason why Hashem created the world was in order that we fear Him. Shenemar it says v'alokim asa shiru milfanav. He made what? He made the world, made us in order for us to fear Him. That was the whole essence of the creation of the world. So Rabbi Simon, Rabbi Elazar, Havi Yosri, and they were at one sitting. And Chalaf v'alzer Rabbi Yaakov bar Acha. Rabbi Yaakov passed in front of them or behind them. Amalei chad lechavi. One guy said to the next, Neke, you should stand up Mekame. Rabbi Yaakov is a big yid. The gavur dachel chatanu. He has yiras chayt. He's scared of sin. You should stand up for him. Samar lei idach niki Mekame. The gavur bar uryanu. No, you should stand up because he's a tamar chacham. So is he a tzaddik? He's both. But which one deserves the more respect? The fact that he's a tzaddik or the fact that he's a tamar chacham? He's a bar araisa. He knows learning. Amar lei amin lecha ana the gavur dachel chatanu. I said he's a yirshamayim. Obviously, you told me at Bar Uryanu, you think he's a Talmud Chacham. So they're both worthwhile to stand up for, but which one is greater, being a Talmud Chacham or being a Tzaddik? So Tistayim de Rabbi Elazar hu damar de Gavr Dachel Chatan. It must have been Rabbi Elazar who focused on the Yerushimayim, damar Rabbi Yochanan Mishim Rabbi Elazar, Ein lo lakadosh baruch hu balama el Yerushimayim, Bilvad. The only thing HaKadosh Baruch Hu cares about in this world is Yerushimayim, Shenemar, V'ata Yisrael Mashem Elkecha Shol Meimach, Ki'im Liyiras Hashem. All HaKadosh Baruch Hu asks that you have fear for Him. Uksiv is written further, V'yomer L'adam, Hein Yiras Hashem, Hi Chachma, Hein, Shekein B'lashin Yivani, Korin Lachas, Hein, Hein means one, Tistayim, that what's the one thing Hashem wants is Yiras Shemayim. So we conclude that Rabbi Elazar was the one who focused on Yiras Shemayim. I once had this dialogue with Rabbi Willig. When I got engaged to my wife, so I told him I got engaged. He asked who. I told him who. And I knew he knew my brother-in-law, my wife's brother. So I said, oh, Ruvi Schwartz. He said, oh, what a big tzaddik. I said, he's also a big Talmud Chacham. He looks at me sternly. He's like, more importantly, he's a big tzaddik. So this was the conversation. So I guess he sided with the Rebbe Lazar. I must have sided with the Rebbe Simon. Okay. Gemara says, Darish Rav Ula, my dichsev, what does it mean in the pasuk, al tirsha harbe, don't be so evil. So that means harbehu de lo lirsha, hamat lirsha. Don't be so bad, but a little bad is okay. That doesn't make any sense. We shouldn't be bad at all. So what does it mean al tirsha harbe? Don't be too bad. Elamisha achal shum v'reicha nodef yachsev yochal shum acher v'yereicha nodef. A guy who ate garlic and his breath smells. Is he going to eat another garlic to make his breath smell even worse or last longer? Certainly not. What's trying to say to you, even though it seems obvious, if a person does an Aveira, becomes a Rasha, don't do more Aveiros. Don't get stuck and get worse and worse. Al Tibur Rasha, stop what you're doing before things get so bad and get better. That's, I think, just very Pashup Shot what's going on here. And then, Darish Rava by Rav Ula Maidich, it was a positive meme when it says, Ki ein chartsufos lemosam ubari ulam. So this is a pasuk that appears in Tehillim. So what does pasuk mean? What does chartsubos even mean? So the Gemara darshins, Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu lo dayin l'rishayim, is it not enough that rishayim she'inim charedim v'atzavim v'yom hamisa? So Rashi says the word chartsubos is a combination of the words charedim v'atzavim. They don't tremble, and they're not sad from Yom HaMisa. Meaning the Rishonim don't care. They're not scared of Yom HaMisa. So it's not only do they not care about dying. Ella, the Gemara says, Shalibam bara lehem kulam. Their heart is opened up like a hallway. And they're just enjoying this world and having no interest in becoming better people. And Hainu Dama Rabba, that's what Rabba would say. Dichsiv, the Pasuk says in Tehillim as well, Zed Darcham, this is the way of Kesel Lamo, the way of the Kesel, the ones to the fools, so that the Yodeim, Yodim Risham Shadarcham Lemisa. So the Risham know that their path is one to death. V'yeshlem Chelva Kislam, and they have fat covering up their kislam, their kidneys. So Shema Tomar Shicha he mehem. Maybe they forgot that about Misa. So the end of the pasuk is Tamalomer V'acharem Befiem Yirtzu Sela. At the end, they know. Somehow what the pasuk is trying to tell us here is that Risham know where they're going. They know they're going to Misa, they're going to Gehenim, and yet they still don't care. They really just don't care about becoming better people. That's what the pasuk in Tehillim is trying to describe here. Now after all this long agata, we're going to bring her back to the halacha side. The Gemara now says, towards the end of the daf here, Kichas al ner, so we said in the Mishnah, that if a person extinguishes the fire because he wants to save the candle or wants to save the oil or the wick, so according to the Tanakhama, we said you're chayiv. Rabbi Yossi says if you're trying to save the oil or the candle, you're putter. Only if you're trying to save the wick are you going to be chayiv. So what's Rabbi Yossi? Why does he only say the wick but nothing else? So it gets a little confusing now, as if it wasn't before. The Gemara says Rabbi Yossi kiman svirle. Who does Rabbi Yossi hold like? That he says, when you extinguish the fire to preserve the wick, you're chayiv, but to preserve the oil, you're not chayiv. Ik Rabbi Yehuda Sfirlei, that Rabbi Yehuda holds mulacha, shein tzich l'gufa, is chayiv. So whenever you do a mulacha, even though that wasn't your intention, but there's a result that happens anyways, that's a tikkun, so Rabbi Yehuda holds mulacha, shein tzich l'gufa, is chayiv, so then afilu b'hanach namil chayiv. So not only if you're preserving the wick, but even if you're preserving the candle or the oil, you should be chayiv, according to Rabbi Yossi. So it can't be Rabbi Yehuda, because you would always be chayiv in each case. Vik Rabbi Shimon Tzvila, if he holds like Rabbi Shimon, who holds that malacha shein tzich l'gufa is actually pater, so then psila nami liftar. So he should say you're pater even when you put out the fire to preserve the wick. That's a malacha shein tzich l'gufa. I'm putting out the fire, and my mlacha of mechabe, a fire, is not for the psila. So how does Rabbi Yossi hold? So Amar Ula says, really, li'olam k'Rabbi Yehuda Srila, he really holds mlacha shein tzuch l'gufa is chayiv. So why are you not chayiv for the saving the oil and the candle? Ukesava Rabbi Yossi, this is a very important discussion here. Soser almanas livnos bimkomo havisoser. Almanas livnos shelo bimkomo lo havisoser. So this is the key. When you destroy, let's say a building, if you destroy a building in order to rebuild, in general, any melacha that's a kilkel, you're not chayiv midiraisa. You're not chayiv achatash, you're not chayiv skila, only if there's a certain element of tikkun. So if I'm destroying to rebuild in that very place, that's called a melacha, that's called a latikkun, amanas livnos. But if I destroy here in order to build over there, so then it's not directly connected to each other. So that steer would be considered destructive and not constructive, and you would not be chayiv. So what's going? How does that connect to this at all? So there's a very long Rashi here. It's a bit confusing. But he says that, where's that line I want here? Yeah, to be honest, I don't really appreciate what the understanding here is. But somehow that pesila, that wick that you extinguish, so you're going to relight it. No matter where it is, that pesila is the same pesila. As opposed to the oil and the nair, it's not, you're not relighting the oil, not relighting the nair. You're always lighting the wick. The wick's getting lit. The nair holds it, the oil is fueling it, but it's the wick that's really the ikkar part of the ish. So you put out the ish and you put the ish back on the wick. So the wick is considered the same makom, as opposed to the oil and the nair are not considered the same makom. Something along those lines is what Rashi is trying to tell us. Maybe the English has a much clearer way to describe it, not to put you on the spot, but Fryman putting you on the spot. No, I'm just kidding. Okay, fine. So the Gemara asks a very very important question. The Gemara says, Amrle Rabba, is it really true that only if you rebuild in that same place of the stira, that's when it's stira? But if you rebuild elsewhere, it's not called stira. Amalei Rabba, michte, kol malachos yalfinan lehumi mishkan. We know that the source of all malacha is learned from the mishkan. V'hasam, so salmanas livnos shalobim komo. What happened? They destroyed, they had taken apart the mishkan in place A. They traveled to place B and rebuilt in place B. That was in a different place. So that's soser almanas livnos, but shalobim komo, in a different place. So if that's the model, you should be chayiv soser, even if you're trying to rebuild elsewhere. The Gemara says a fascinating point here. Amrle shiny hasam. By the case of Mishkan, it was different. Kevan dechsev al pi Hashem yachnu. It was kesosa al manas livnos bimkomo dami. Since they would only rest and camp out when Hashem would tell them, that's keilu. It is in the same makom. So I didn't get a chance to look around. I think there's a machlokas how to understand the term. Since it's based on Hashem, it's all one makom. I think it has to do with the whole midbar. It's considered one makom. But I don't remember. I didn't look this up. Let's see what they say. Anything in the articles that you guys have? Nothing. Are they okay? I don't know why it is. They do discuss this. Why? Because it's based on Hashem's word. That defines everything as one makom. It could be because they didn't know where they were going. So since it was all up in the air. But I don't really know. So nothing.
Taking apart is tied to the putting it together. It's like one. It's not two separate actions.
Very source like for the malach of dismantling is an act that facilitates building in a different place. So it's all.
But if I wanted to destroy this building and use the same bricks to build elsewhere.
No, but this is because of Pi Hashem.
But how does that make it the same malachim? I don't get that.
It's considered. It says.
In the
case it's done up here, what's on Hashem.
Yeah, but why is it making the same malkum still?
It is impossible to view the act of dismantling in isolation. It's all part of like the divine plan that we don't really know or understand, I guess. So, to Hashem, it's the same.
For his perspective, it's all one malkum.
It's already done. It's not like taking apart and then.
There's a different point. He's saying. Relatively, like for Hashem, there's no time. It all happens now. So place.
It's just the next spot that it has to be built in. So it's not taking apart and putting it back together. This is what Hashem said.
But that's what Ezra's saying. That Hashem knew where it was going. It's all part of his idea. What Elliot's saying is that it's all one Malcolm because it's Hashem's deciding in Hashem's world. It's all one place. He's everywhere at the same time. So okay, something along those lines. Fine. Let's go weiter. Gemara then says Rabbi Yochanan Amar Liolam Kari Shimon Tfilei. Really, Rabbi Yossi holds like Rabbi Shimon that in general, Mlacha Shein Tzichel Guf is Pater. That's why you're Pater for Yimim Mechabe, you're Pater for the Shemen, you're Pater for the Nair. So why are you Chayiv for the Psila? Maishna Psila, Kidama Rav Hamnuna, Visema Rav Ada Barava, Hacha Psila, Shetzarech Lev Havava, Askina. So you need to fix the wick, the Bahi Afila Rabbi Shimon Moda, the Kamasakin. Mana. Here it's a wick, a brand new wick. So you need to fight it, you need to light it first, the beginning, that by you lighting it, you've now completed it. Now it's a roi to catch fire for the time you want to light it for a long time. So that's called a tikkun. So by you extinguishing it, that's actually completing the product. And that's a situation where even Rabbi Shimon would agree, it would be misakin and chayef. And Amar Rava, Rava says, Dekanami, it's very clear from the Mishnah, the way it's presented, the Katani Shehi Ose Pecham, Lo Katani Bivne Shenases Pecham Shmamina, that you made it, you were actively making it as opposed to Nasis. Nasis is passive. Instead, it happened to be that way, but since it says Ose, since you actively made it, indicates that you were trying to be Masakin Mana. And it's for that reason that Rabbi Yossi says you're Chai by the Psila. Let's just continue going. We do have a lot of time now. Let's go into dip into the next Amud. The Gemara says, Mishnah says, Al shalosh averus nashim metos b'shas leidasam. There are three averus that women die from because of during the labor. Al she'enon nazias benida b'chala uvalakas aner. Because of these three sins, they're not careful with nida, not careful with chala, and they're not careful with havalakas aner. Right? They bring the Rashi tables. They say chana. Chana is very much connected to this. Chana is chala, ner, chala, nida, and halakas ner. So the Gemara says, nida my taima, am Rabbi Yitzhak, hi kilkala b'chidrei vidna, lefikach tilka b'chidrei vidna. So since she was being makalkel that area, so too she's going to be punished that area during labor. Tinach nida, I understand why nida is going to result in death of during shas leidasam. Chala halakas ner ma'iklamemra. What's the connection of ner and chala to labor, giving birth? Kider darish hahu gilila. A certain person living in the Galil, aled Rav Chista, made the following drasha. Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu reveals dam nasati bechem al iske dam hizarti yitzchem. So Kadosh Baruch Hu says that I gave you a revius of blood to live, and al iske dam hizarti yitzchem. I warned you about dam nida. So, Rashi's Karasi Yitzchem, I called you Rashi's, Well, it's get rachis, he's art yetchem. So you, a kaisa, is called rachis. So therefore, you have to be careful on the mitzvah of rachis, which is namely challah, the first of the dough. And then, neshama nasati b'chem kriya ner. I gave you a neshama, which is called a ner. So it's get ner, he's art yetchem. I'm warning you about the mitzvah of ner Shabbos. So imatem mekaimosam, if you're going to keep these three mitzvahs, nida, halakzer, and challah, muta, fantastic. Vimlav, if not, hareini notel nishmaschem, I'm going to take away the neshama. Okay, so we're going to stop here now. The Gemara is going to go on and ask why Dafka Shash Leidasam. The Gemara is going to give a few explanations why. Okay.